I would like to introduce Dr. Brian Murphy, who would speak on the defence of Cork political culture in the War of Independence 1919 to 1922. That vision is fatal. Five to more occur on Dr. Murphy.
I'd like to thank Porrig and Jack for their kind and complimentary words. It's going to be very hard to live up to what they've said, but we'll do our best. I was asked to speak a few words about the book, the launch of the book, and I'll do that. And I had a few little things to say and a few names on the list. But I'm very pleased to say that a few people turned up who I did not expect, and it gives me even greater pleasure to be able to say something about this book. So I thank the widow of Mortimer O'Kelly, Anya O'Kayla, for being here, and her daughter, Katrina. So that's made my day, and I'm very grateful. I'd also like to thank Michael O'Riordan for being here, because it's not often you are in the company of a man who makes history, having fought in the Spanish Civil War, and also writes about it. So I'm very humbled and grateful that he's here. To the publishers, to the Athol Press and the O'Bain Historical Society, I am more than grateful, because to get a thesis published is not easy, and apparently mine proved more difficult than most. But I'm grateful it's there, and I'm grateful to their work in all the other areas that they engage on. They're producing some very important source material of a great variety, particularly a lot of source material on English officials in the War of Independence time, with introductions and reproductions and so on. So to Jack Lane and Brendan Clifford and Angela Clifford and Pat Walsh, who writes regularly for them, I thank them and I am grateful. To Dun Lee and Christor de Barod and to Porrig O'Kunwan, I am also very grateful. They've shown an interest in my work all the time and have personally been more than helpful, and I congratulate them on the great work that they're doing. I think the movement they had is between the links between North and South and the other good work they're doing in the language movement. Now for the book, I'll be brief. The title, The Catholic Bulletin, I was put onto this title when I began more or less 20 years ago, because at that time the Catholic Bulletin was a journal used in the cultural debate. People need not be alarmed. The title doesn't indicate you're going to have to read anything particularly Catholic. The value of the bulletin is mainly this, that with the title Catholic in it, it was extremely hard, almost impossible, although he tried, for the British press censor at the time to stop the material coming out. So the most important aspect of this Catholic Bulletin is that it was the journal at the time that produced the most contemporary account of the story of the 1916 Rising and of the developments of the Irish Republican movement from that time on to 1922. It still is an invaluable source. It told not only the story from the editor, J.J. O'Kelly, and other important people involved in the action, but it also produced source documents. As the literature was produced, statements were made, these were all put into the bulletin. So it's a very valuable historical record for 1916. In fact, the book Dublin's story, the Dublin in 1916, I think there's 20, 30 articles. Half of them are just taken as extracts from the Catholic Bulletin. There's also, in the book, an interesting connection with Rome. Again, not for any religious purpose. The connection is of interest because the two main Catholic priests out there, Monsignor O'Riordan and Monsignor Hagen, both championed the 1916 Rising, and Doyle Aaron in the independence years, and they, which is extremely helpful, had access to the Pope. Though that is charted in the book. The other aspect of the book concerns J.G. O'Kelly himself. I was fortunate to meet Mortimer, his son, and got to know him well, and he made the family papers available to me. Now, the papers are extremely valuable. They must be very valuable also financially, but they're certainly very valuable historically. The complete record of the Society for the Preservation of the Irish Language in Ireland from 1870 roughly to 1940, the Minute Book of the Gaelic League from 1906 to 1912, and various other Republican documents, the Minute Book of the Republican Second Earl Arran. So that material I've tried to incorporate in the book, and there's a little, so that there is, although I do have no Irish, for which I regret, I was helped by a good man, Jerry Cronin. I waded through things, and other people were extremely helpful. So I have managed to say something of the Irish movement, some reference to Ballingeary Training College in Cork, and the Keating branch of the Gaelic League. That is included in the book. I think that's all I have to say on it, really. I'm told it's researched, I'm told it's readable, and I'm told it's relevant. So I hope, if you do buy it, I hope that turns out to be the case. Thank you.